Petersburg's assembly has taken multiple votes on the state road project, but has mostly been split over an official borough stance. Meanwhile, local residents this year gathered signatures seeking a public hearing and a more detailed environmental review for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit that the project needs to continue. David Beebe supported the resolution seeking some of the same things.
And we, the people, are asking to be involved, to be informed, and to have a say in the expenditure of $40 million of public money during a fiscal crisis in the middle of a pandemic.
The Cake Access Project will extend forest roads on northern Kuprinoff Island from Cake to a proposed boat ramp about 12 miles north of Petersburg. The state has already awarded a $15.5 million contract to international construction company Kiewit for reconditioning existing forest roads on the island. Amber Burrell spoke in favor of the state work and thought the project would provide some jobs for locals.
It's just really disheartening to see how against growth Petersburg has become. This is a great avenue for recreation. This is a great way to promote jobs in our community. We had a really, really poor fishing year. I think there's a lot of guys that would love to be making $60+ an hour working.
The state has applied for a wetlands permit through the Army Corps of Engineers for the proposed new road segments and boat ramp, all on National Forest land. The resolution seeks a public hearing with the State Department of Transportation, Army Corps, community and tribal representatives, and Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. He secured the $40 million state appropriation in 2012 for the road. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger asked for the vote on this resolution and supported it.
I've been frustrated by with this much money at stake, really not getting clear answers as to the scope and purpose of this project. And again, we're not talking about a $10,000 grant or this, that, or the other. We're talking about, $40+ million. That's real money. It's real transportation money in a time when our state budget is very lean.
But the assembly remained pretty well split on this resolution, like it has on past letters and statements. Mayor Mark Jensen is a supporter of the road work. He thought the construction would bring jobs and money to Petersburg, and the finished road could increase economic opportunities between the communities.
I view this project from Cape to 12 Mile Creek as a start to get the road closer to Petersburg. I also see it as a similar transportation link, like connection to Wrangell on Metcalf Highway at Banana Point, Boat Lodge.
The votes were there, however, to pass this resolution, with only Jensen, Bob Lynn, and Taylor Norheim voting no. A spokesperson for the Corps says the federal agency is still working on an environmental assessment for the new road segments and boat ramp and has not made a decision on issuing the permit. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.